Hi, everybody. Just going to get some things set up here 1 minute early. Renaming myself. Okay. Let's see. Where's everybody from? Hi, Louisiana.
It's 11 o'clock.
This is Queen's Club Talks on Weight Loss. We're just going to give everybody a chance to come in. Arkansas, Minnesota. Hi, everybody. Okay, it's 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. I think we're ready to get started. Hi, Queens Club. This is Coach Heather. Okay, a couple things to talk about first. Today's talk is a deep dive with your data. I'm so nervous, you guys. This is my first Queens Club call, and you guys are bosses, and I love you guys. You guys know how to lose weight. I love data, and I've been asked to teach this call, and oh, okay, you just joined today. Thank you for your support. If I start talking too fast, just let me know in the chat because I get excited and I get nervous. All right, I guess you can hear me, or you would not be. Oh, wait, let me change this. Can you guys hear me okay now? Because I changed it to my microphone. Sound is good? Sound is better. Okay, good, 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 good. That's what I wanted. The microphone is better. All right, so there first is announcements. Not as good. Let me just test. Hello, hello. Okay, it says that it's working. All right. All right. First is announcements. There's lots of exciting changes. I want you guys to make sure that you go to the website, go to pnptribe.com and scroll down to the menu option of newsletter, calendar, and replays. And then you'll see the training calendars right there. And you'll be able to see all of the new schedule of calls for June. It's super exciting. We have so much great new stuff for you guys. First up, I want to tell you there's three calls next month called co-journaling calls, where we're going to meet together like Brady Bunch style. If you don't like to have your video on, you don't have to, but it's a great way for you to see your other members and interact with each other. And you're going to be journaling with some of the coaches next month. And then at the end of the call, you're going to have a chance to break out into those breakout rooms and like get ideas from each other and meet your other members. We want to make sure that you guys can come together as a community. And so these co-journaling calls are going to be a great way to do that. Next is something called community building calls. This is going to be kind of like coffee with the coaches, where we're not actually coaching you guys. We're just talking. We're getting to know each other, and you guys get a chance to know us a little bit better too. Okay, what else? Later today, Coach Yesenia is doing office hours at noon Central Time. So if you want to get coached, are you having trouble? You have questions? Go ahead and attend that call. You guys should have gotten, all of you should have gotten the weekly email that links to the newsletter that's now on the website. So if you did not get that, I want to tell you, just go to pnptribe.com and on every page, there's a question mark on the bottom. It's like a blue question mark. That is a great way to get help. Like, you don't have to worry about email or them like not knowing which email you use to sign up with. You could just get direct access to customer service, our awesome customer service team. And they will make sure if you're not getting the newsletter that you are that's fixed. Okay. Okay. Deep breath. So I'm going to introduce myself now. I am one of the new coaches here at No BS, and some of you don't know me. So I'm Coach Heather. I live in Boca Raton, Florida with my two teenage boys. I have two big German Shepherds, and I'm engaged to be married at the end of June. And so I want to tell you a little bit about my history with weight loss. So like many of you, after I had my second baby, the weight started creeping on. And it was really hard for me all of a sudden to take it off. Like all the things that I used to do just didn't work anymore. So I went on this extreme calorie restricted diet, and it took me 9 months. I was eating like maybe 500 calories a day. And what happened was on the 9th month, it just stopped working. And I got pretty sick from it because it was such an extreme diet. Like my hair fell out, my hormones crashed. I went into premature menopause at age 41, and it was terrible. And I have diet trauma from that, totally. So over the next few years in my 40s, like I knew I couldn't go on an extreme diet like that anymore, but I also couldn't figure out how to lose weight. It was super frustrating. I didn't have like a membership like No BS to help me and to help me figure things out. So by the time I was, I was 46, I was diagnosed with prediabetes and fatty liver disease. And that was like a huge wake-up call for me. I knew that I had to get really serious about my health and figure out weight loss in a way that wouldn't make me sick. And after that is when I found Corinne through the Life Coach School, and I got Life Coach School certified. I joined No BS in December of last year. And that's when I was also went through No BS's Advanced Weight Loss Coach Certification Program, which I graduated from in April, and I was hired at No BS in March of this year. Oh, and then at the beginning of this year, my doctor finally told me that I was able to reverse my prediabetes and my fatty liver. So I'm super proud of that. I would like to lose 20 more pounds, and that's what I'm working on right now. And I'm really excited to see, what maintenance looks like and discovering that. So that's a little bit about me. It's so nice to meet you guys. We can go ahead and get started with the lesson. I just want to make sure that you guys have all attendees and panelists selected in the chat so that when you chat, everyone can see your comments. Thank you so much. You guys are so nice. I'm going to take a sip of water. Okay. You guys ready? Let's start. I'm going to share my screen. Okay. So you guys should be seeing the keynote presentation. Now, I don't know what happened to the chat. Hold on. There. Okay, now I can see your chat. All right, you guys can see my keynote, right? Sorry, it's on the last one. I was rehearsing. Here's the first one. Okay, good. Deep dive with your data. I hope you guys are ready. First, you guys know that multitasking does not work. So I'm going to be giving you a lot of great information. I want you guys to minimize all of your browser windows, turn off the ringer on your phone, and we are going to get started. Tell your family to leave you alone for an hour. We're going to go to the top of the hour. I'm going to teach you first, and then so save your questions for the end. We'll have time. You're going to just type them in the chat box at the end, and I can answer your questions there, or if we have time, maybe I can coach some of you. All right, here's what you're going to learn today. I have a 5-step system for you guys to weigh in without the drama of the scale. I'm going to teach it to you. I'm also going to teach you how to be a data whisperer, which means understanding what your data is telling you to do for weight loss. Oops, sorry. Then I'm going to teach you how to use my weekly deep dive data worksheet. I shared this worksheet last month when I did the camp co-planning session, and people really loved it, and they wanted me to share this with the whole, with Queen's Club, and we're going to share it with the whole membership too, but you guys get the first look at it officially for the membership today. And so I'll show you how to use it, what it looks like, and how it might be helpful for you. And then finally, I'm going to teach you how to do what's called a masked weigh-in if you have scale drama or scale trauma, which I know some of you do. Okay, so here's strategy number one. There's five steps to weigh in without the drama. And you can see here from this little flow chart that weighing in comes last. So how does this work? The first thing you want to do when it comes to your weigh-in day and you want to assess your week and plan your new week is you want to pick up that planner, and I want you to flip through it. Familiarize yourself with what happened the last 7 days, what kinds of food you planned, what food you actually ate. Look at your journals. Remind yourself like, oh, I had stress last week, or I forgot I went out for dinner and I overate, or last week I killed it with my exercise, whatever it might be. You just want to go through and flip through to prevent recall bias, because we know the way that we were kind of taught to weigh in is we just like jump on the scale and we think we remember everything that happened the week before, but we never do. We have to actually look back, which is why planning and assessing is so great, because you have information to remind you. Okay, this is when you need to make sure that your habit tracker is filled out for step two. So a lot of you are really good at filling out your habit tracker day by day. As you assess your day, you go through, you fill in your habit tracker. But many of you don't like have time to do this. So now is the time to do it. You're flipping through your planner anyway. I want you to make sure that all of these bubbles are filled out. You can see for this class, we're looking at the second week of the month that is highlighted. And you can see that when you do this, I like to use different colors. So red means I was not able to do it. Black means I was able to do it. So you can see, are you guys having trouble with the audio? Let me know. Okay. Yeah, maybe that's your internet connection. Okay. Okay. So again, look at your habit tracker once you fill it out. You can see the top middle box. I had trouble following my plan. I ate off plan 3 days that week. And you can also see my sleep. 2 days of the week, I did not get 7 hours of sleep. And you can also see 1 day that week, I was not able to follow doable hunger. Okay, so you kind of know just by visually looking, all right, well, I don't know if I would have lost weight last week based on what I'm seeing. The more reds I see, the more likely I know I was not able to lose weight. Okay, step three. Now, this is all before you get on the scale, you're going to, based on what you saw on the habit tracker, those red and black dots, I want you guys to make a guess. See up here where the highlighted portion is? I want you to make a guess based on all of that data of what you think the scale is going to say. So my guess, like I know myself, if I have more than maybe one red dot on my habit tracker, I know I probably won't lose weight. That's just the way that my body is. So my guess was that I would either maintain or maybe gain up to a half a pound. Okay. And then you can fill out the entire bottom of this weekly weigh-in and assessment before you even get on the scale. And this is so great because You are going to answer these questions based on what you know you did. And in this case, I can make a data-based reason why I'm going to keep going. So what you're doing is you're cultivating self-talk that is based on what you can do instead of just hopping on the scale and feeling helpless. So in this case, I wrote, based on 3 off-plan eats and 1 overeat, my guess is that I probably did not lose weight this week, or I gained up to 0.5 pound. I'm going to keep going because the data tells me to focus on doable planning and stopping at enough and getting more sleep. Okay. And then you can go through and write down the things that you did right. So that's definitely assessing all of the things that you see and that you want to give yourself credit for. This is building this positive self-talk. And then you're also going to build, write down the 3 things you want to believe about your weight loss and your body. So I wrote down, my body is responding exactly how it should. I just choose to believe that no matter what the scale says. I'm learning how to normalize all foods, and I will lose weight as long as I'm willing to try new things. I love this because I love keeping beginner mind, like always just being open to learning each week what my body needs. And then you can fill in the bottom. What will I do more of? What will I do less of? And what did I learn? So that's your step 3. Step 4, remember, you still haven't even gotten on the scale yet. Take your measurements. So many of my clients find so much success taking measurements. Now, in your planner, you'll see this stats tracker in the front. And it only is really asking you to take your measurements once a month. But a lot of times I like to take it every week or every other week. And you can do that. Just write it in your journal. Many times I have not lost weight in a week, but I have lost inches. And that is just as good of an indicator that your body is changing as the number on the scale. So take advantage of it. The other things you can do are progress photos. You know, have your kids or your significant other take some photos of you, and then you can like really see how you're changing over time. And then you can also write in your assessment, your weekly assessment, or in your journal, like different changes that you noticed. Like this week, I actually threw away a pair of my cargo shorts because they're just too big. I don't think they look good on me anymore. Things like that count as much as a number on the scale. They should not just be like discarded for all just focusing on the number on the scale. All of this is indicative that you are making progress. Okay, for step 5, you're finally going to get on the scale. And then you're going to fill in the top. See, I wrote it here in black. And you're going to look, okay, how does what I actually weigh match up with what I thought the scale was going to say? And you can see I was pretty close here. I actually had a gain of 0.2. I thought it would be between maintain and 0.5. So this is like an essential skill, because when you look at the data and you make that educated guess based on data, what the scale will say, and then you compare that with what the scale actually says, you get better and better and better at being a really informed like manager that knows how your body reacts to the habits that you were able to complete over that week. And this way, when you come to weigh at the last 5th step, you're probably not going to be thinking anything like beat downs on you, because you've looked at the data, you understand what happened. This doesn't become personal and it doesn't become judgmental. Like I wrote, this makes sense based on my habit tracker data. It's going to help me. I know what to focus on next week. So that's how to take the drama out of weigh-ins. That's the first section is done. Okay, ready? I just want to put this disclaimer in here. this, that what I just showed you is basically what you should be doing every week with your four basics: looking at your data, filling in all your worksheets, taking your weight, and tracking your progress. So as long as you're losing weight, everything is working. You don't have to do any more than that. Okay. For those of you Queen's Club members or members who think that like you just like to keep it that simple, that's fine. But if you are not losing, or you've been stalled and you're frustrated and you don't know why, I'm going to teach you how to become a data whisperer. I think I have five different ways that the data can tell you what is needed for you to do to lose weight. Okay, you ready? A data whisperer is somebody who can look at the data, spot trends, and know what's needed. So here's the first one. Is this you? If your weight hasn't changed in 3 to 4 weeks and you don't know why, the data is telling you that you've just learned how to maintain at your current weight. And in order to change, the fix is to work on following doable hunger until the scale starts moving again. This is just data. If you're maintaining, you've got to work on doable hunger. And of course, the other four basics at the same time, but you should probably focus on only eating when you're hungry and stopping when you've had enough. Okay, here's the second one. If your data, your habit tracker looks like this, or it's empty and you haven't lost weight or you're gaining weight and you're not planning or assessing, the data is telling you you're just still practicing your old eating habits and you should have no expectation of losing weight, right? Because if you're not making a plan, then you don't know if you're following the new habit of how you know you want to eat to lose weight. And then you don't know if you're eating off plan because you're just not making plans. And this is why this is like critical skill at No BS. The best thing that you can do is establish the habit of making a plan, doing the assessment, and then seeing if you did what you said you were going to do. Okay. Third one. Yeah, the fix is to start planning and assessing every day. Okay, so you have the information, you have the data. Next one, does your habit tracker look like this? Like you're only eating what you said you would eat just a few times a week, but you're eating off plan a lot, or you're grab-assing food that you didn't plan for. Okay, and you're not losing weight. The data is telling you that you are not planning for how you're actually eating, or you're virtuously planning. Do you guys know what virtuously planning means? It means that for most of us that do this kind of planning, you're still planning like certain foods are the foods that you think will help you lose weight. And you're not really believing that you really can eat all the good, better, and best foods. What happens when you virtuously plan is like, here's the thought, I have to eat this way to lose weight. And when you have to eat that way, you're going to feel restricted. And then all week, when you come to that moment of the choice to eat on your plan or off your plan, when you feel restricted, eventually you're going to rebel and you're going to eat off plan. So if you have a lot of space here or like off plan eats on your habit tracker, you want to really watch out for virtuous planning and planning for all kinds of foods. Plan for exactly how you're currently eating. A lot of people, this blows their minds. And yes, this is what it means. You have got to plan for how you're actually eating. So if you had like, you know, 5 grab asses last week, and, you know, 3 other off-plan eats, I want you to plan for having all of that similar things this next week. Just plan for it. You can't go wrong because you have your seatbelt. You have your safety net, which is that you're only going to eat it when you're hungry and you're going to stop before you're full. So you can't go off the rails, guys. I want you planning for the way that you're actually eating. Okay. Here's the next one. If you're eating snacks when you aren't hungry 2 or more days per week, the data is telling you that you are emotionally overeating and or you just have a habit of eating at certain times of day. This is very common. We talked about this at camp where a lot of us learned like after school to have a snack before we would do our homework. Many of us like to snack before we do something we don't want to do in order to feel better. But this is like, this is eating when you're not hungry and this is going to block your weight loss. So the fix for this, it's like you have to figure out what's going on. If you're eating because you're sad or you're mad or you're angry, or you just have that habit of snacking before you do your work, you're not going to really know what that is because it's so unconscious and it's so habitual. You've got to fill out those discovery worksheets. And then when you analyze your data for the week, you're going to see patterns like, oh, I tend to always snack when I'm not hungry, like before I have to sit down and do my my work. So this is why discovery worksheets are critical for when you're eating when you're not actually hungry, okay? For as many dots as you have on the follow 24-hour plan that you weren't able to, you should have that same amount of discovery worksheets, okay? That's how you fix it. Okay. Yes, I'll have a copy of this presentation. We're going to put everything in the Facebook group. You just have to give me a little bit of time and I'll get all the links to you. Okay. Here's the next one. Does your habit tracker look like this? Like you're 100%. You're not eating unless you're hungry and you're stopping when you're full, but you're also not losing weight. The data is telling you that you're still probably overeating, even when you think you aren't. This is so common, especially if you have had like a long time that you have had to lose weight and you haven't been able to lose weight. It means that you're overemphasizing what enough is. Your enough might just be like a +2 or +3, or maybe it's a full. For me, what I've had to work on this so much. Initially, I thought enough was that I couldn't feel my stomach's like kind of stretching inside. But what I've learned for me is that if I feel any kind of stretching in my stomach, I'm actually full. So for me, I have to just eat to a place where I'm no longer hungry, but I actually can't really feel a mass in my stomach. That is enough for me. That's when I lose weight. So here's what the fix really is. You have to be open to being willing to believe that your perception of enough is still overeating. And just try it by eating less for 1 to 2 weeks and see what happens. Those of you who have seen the Amber call, that is exactly what happened with her. And it was like really revelatory for so many of us that we could just like overemphasize what enough is, that it's actually still full. Okay. All right. Now we're on to the third part. This is my weekly data worksheet. I'm going to show you guys what this looks like. And then I'm going to show you how to fill it out using your habit tracker if you want to do a deeper dive with your data. So I'm going to stop sharing the presentation. Hi. And I am going to share instead. Here. All right. Let me see what happened to my chat. Okay. Can you guys see my deep dive data worksheet? Just type in the chat if you would, please. Okay. All right. So just take it in. I haven't given you a copy of this first because I really want you to just look at it right now. There's a lot on here. So this is your deep dive data worksheet. You're going to put your week that you are assessing up here, and here's your directions. So the directions say you're going to glance through your daily plans, assessments, discovery sheets, and habit trackers, and then you're going to fill in the data. And then you're going to, based on this, so what this is, it's just a place for you to visually see all of your data for the week. It's just an extra thing, okay? So here's where you put all your scale data. So here's where your goal was for weight loss, your starting weight, your ending weight, and the difference. Then you're going to look at your habit tracker. I have it here. Let's look at this one. Okay. So you're going to look at your habit tracker and you're going to say, put in, okay, the number of days out of 7 that you made your 24-hour plan, 100%. So you can see on the left, it goes 100%. And then assessed was also 100%. I only followed my plan 4 days out of 7, and I only followed doable hunger. This doesn't match. Let's just say I followed it 7 out of 7 days. This doesn't exactly match with this habit tracker. Okay. So then you're also going to look at the water and the sleep, and then you're going to count how many discovery worksheets you did. And then you can come over here on this part on the left. And here's a space for you to put in the data about your measurements. Like, did your body measurements go down? What I like to do is just total them, total the difference, and just put that there. So I know even though I gained 0.2 pounds, I see that I also lost some size in my measurements. I did not take progress photos, but here's where I put that I threw away my cargo shorts because they were too big, which is a win for me. And so now in this right-hand bottom section, you're going to strategize based on what you see. So I've highlighted the problematic areas here. It's following the plan, following doable hunger, and 7 hours sleep. So this actually should be 6 out of 7 days. Sorry, you guys, I messed that up. But just pretend that it looks like that. So what I wrote in, what does the data tell me? It tells me if I'm following doable hunger, then I should probably be losing more weight. The data indicates I'm likely still overeating. The data also tells me that I'm probably not planning enough good foods, because my discovery worksheets show I ate good foods off plan. So this is where you get to write in your conclusions from your discovery worksheets. If you're eating when you're not hungry, you're going to write that here. And then you're going to either ask for help down here. You can go to Ask Coaches. You can get coached on one of the live calls. If you have your own coach, or like you work with someone like me, you're going to bring that to our coaching session. And we're going to strategize. We're going to come up with a plan. So here is my plan. See, my strategies this week, based on the data, I'm going to test eating half portions of my dinner all week. Number two, I'm going to plan at least 3 good foods each week from my good, better, best list so that I'm not virtuously planning. Remember, when you're virtuously planning, you've got to plan for how you're actually eating. And then for my sleep, I'm going to go to the bedroom and read by 9:30. So that is the weekly deep dive data worksheet. All right, I'm going to stop sharing and go back to the presentation. All right. Now we're on the next part of the class. This is the best part. Hope you guys are ready. I always lose my chat when I change. Okay. My daughter just weighed herself holding a donut in case she needed a weight for a camp form. No scale drama there. That's awesome. All right. My last strategy for you guys is how to rebuild a healthy relationship with the scale. You know, I work with people, women who, you know, the closet lives in the scale. The scale lives in the closet. They've thrown away the scale. Like, they want to lose weight, but they have this like disordered relationship with the scale because they've been so frustrated. by the weigh-in process. And that's what this class is about. I hope that I've shown you that there is a way to weigh in without the drama. And there's a way to use your data to tell you what's needed. And now this last section, I want to introduce what is called a masked weigh-in. So if you have scale drama, you're going to use the same five steps to weigh in without drama that I talked about earlier. Okay, you're going to review your planner, fill in your habit tracker, do all that. But then at the end, you're going to do what's called a masked weigh-in. So here's what you do. You just take your scale and you cover the readout. Okay, then here's what you do. I want you to identify, after you've gone through all those four steps and you're ready to weigh in, how do you want to feel about your weigh-in? I want you to pick out one word. For many of you, it's going to be confidence. Like, can you imagine just stepping on the scale feeling confident? Like, no matter what it says, like, you can do that. Feelings are created by the thoughts that we think. So if you have a disordered relationship with the scale, you're going to need to rebuild how you want to think and feel when you get on that scale. And we're going to just cover the readout until you get to a point where you practiced so much that you have rebuilt a healthy relationship with the scale, that you are relying on your data so much that it just takes the power away from the scale. And you just become so much more empowered. So in my example, I picked confident. I want to feel confident when I get on the scale. So then in order to figure out what your thought should be, you ask yourself, what would I need to be thinking in order to feel confident when I get on this scale? And here's what I came up with in red. I don't need to see a number on the scale to know that I'm figuring out how to lose weight. So you feel free to borrow these. You know, the last step is to step on that scale and practice saying that out loud. I don't need to see a number on the scale to know I'm figuring out how to lose weight. And just let yourself feel the confidence that comes from saying that. Okay. Here's what you learned today. Five-step system to weigh in without the drama. You learned five different ways to be a data whisperer and understand what this your data is telling you to do. You learned how to use my deep dive data weekly worksheet. And you learned the strategy called the masked weigh-in to rebuild your relationship with the scale. So, deep breath. I hope I haven't been talking too fast. Here's your resources, all the resources. So the slides of this presentation, my data worksheet, and any other references like the Amber call that I referenced, I will put it on the Queen's Club Facebook group, all the links. Just give me a little bit of time to do that. And I'm going to give you also maybe some of the different worksheets that I filled out for examples so you guys can see what I did. I spoke with MJ today. We're going to have this, my deep dive weekly worksheet, available to download on the website for everybody to use. So we've come to the end. We are ready to take questions and or coaching. So we're at 20 of the hour. Go ahead and raise your hand if you have questions. And you can go ahead and put your questions in the chat if you don't want to come up and get coached. I'm going to take a sip of water. All right, if we don't have questions or hands raised, we are going to, oh, okay, we have a hand raised. All right, I'm glad you got a lot out of it. Thank you. Yes, I did put a lot of time and effort into this, but I'm very passionate about data. Yes, it goes along with Atomic Habits. Absolutely. Thank you, Wendy. All right. Lisa, if you would turn on your video and your audio, I'm going to promote you and I can coach you. So go ahead and unmute yourself, Lisa, and start your video. Let's see, I'm asking you to unmute. Okay, maybe Lisa's having some trouble or she didn't know that she had raised her hand. So we're going to wrap this up. If no one else has a question, I'm going to put you back to attendee, Lisa. Okay, here's a question. How do you analyze your monkey data? I don't know what that means. Can you, Stacy, can you ask that in a different way? I'm not sure what that means. Gail says, being new, I don't know how to find the worksheet in Facebook or where is the replay notes. So I have a feeling we're going to put the worksheet. Should I just show you guys how to find this? Do you guys want me to show you? I can share my screen and show you where to go on the website. Okay, I'm going to show you. Okay. You guys should see the website right here. So you are at pmptribe.com and you'll see on the left-hand side are all of these menu links. So you want to see over here, here is newsletter, calendars, and replays. This is where you see your training calendar. Okay, you're going to click this for your newsletter and here are your video replays. Okay, and then you can also see, hold on, here, under My Extras, you should see, let's see, yes, under Self-Study Resources, if you come over to the right, you can see helpful worksheets are right there. That's where you go to download all of these extra worksheets. So I hope that that has helped you. Let's see if there's any other questions. Okay, we have a hand raised. W. Broner, go ahead and start your video and your audio. I'm promoting you to panelist. Tammy, you're next.
Can you hear me? Hello.
How are you?
Really great. And yourself?
I'm good. Tell me what your first name is.
Wanda.
Wanda. Great to meet you. How can I help you, Wanda?
I have more of a statement. I love your data presentation. And I wanted to know, did you always keep data like this? Or is this a learned behavior? As I say, I want to do this. And I love, I like to look at the results, but then I don't do what I say I'm going to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really common. I think that if you're having trouble and you really aren't losing weight, that's when you have the natural motivation to take your data further. Because of course you're like, I need to figure this out. I'm not seeing the results that I need. I need to look at the data. So that's just a natural motivator. If you're kind of doing the basics and just keeping your habit tracker and you're losing weight, you really don't need to do all the extra unless you just want to look. So I assume you're probably just losing weight just fine. Yeah.
No, I'm not losing weight fine. Like last month, the month of from April to May, I stayed the same. And then, April, I was 392. And then March, that was April 24th. And then March 25th, I was 393. So I gained a pound. Mm-hmm. And this, I haven't really kept any data, even, you know, the most of March. I mean, most of May, I lost 4 pounds in a 2 weeks time span. Okay. Not that I was keeping more data, but I was trying to make a little bit more effort about doing the four basics. But
yeah,
you know, I really don't keep much data.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say that my feeling is if you are more diligent about keeping your habit tracker filled in, that you will know exactly what needs more attention. But we do know, remember from the data whispering, if you're maintaining, you're probably just, you need to look at doable hunger. You need to really focus on only eating when you're hungry and working on stopping at enough. A lot of times, like, we tend to know when we're hungry, like that's more clear, but stopping at enough, just like I said, was for me, like you have to be willing to eat a little bit less. Like, what I like to do with my clients is just say, you know what, just cut dinner in half for 3 nights. See what happens. Probably the scale is going to start moving. And then you don't always have to eat half, but you kind of know, like, your meal between half and three quarters is probably what you need to start eating less in order to see the scale moving. So just be willing to try different things. Of course.
Well, I have another problem is that I don't really know when I'm hungry. I mean, I can go all day and not eat and not be hungry. You know, I don't really have those hunger cues or cues that people normally get, you know.
What about like a change in energy? Do you feel that?
No.
No?
I don't.
Okay. Well, sometimes it can just be that you're just not paying really, really, really close attention. And those cues just feel like normal every day, like you just don't notice them. So when you kind of feel like you should be getting hungry, why don't you take out your journal and just make some notes? Like, this is what my stomach feels like. This is what my energy feels like. You know, just make some notes. And I guarantee you, where your attention goes, energy flows. Right.
Okay.
If you say, I am going to figure out this hunger, and you put some time and energy into it, I guarantee you, you'll start figuring out what your cues are.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank
you. Does that help?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you back down. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Tammy, you're next. Promoting you to panelist. Yes, you will be able to watch the replay, I believe, or maybe through the private member podcast. Oh, Tammy, you didn't come up. Hold on. There she comes. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, filling out the week. Tammy, you need to start your video, please. Filling out weekly assessment before getting on the scale was part of Basics 2.0 and a game changer. Yes, I love it. Okay, hi, Tammy.
Hi, I didn't know if I could figure it out, but I guess it changed once you promoted me. Yeah. So just a quick question, because the scale can derail me. But, you know, like when you see what you want to see and you feel that proud, you know, you have all the good feelings, right?
So yep.
How do you process what do you do to process when there's the negative feelings? I mean, I followed your presentation and all, but still, I mean, I guess that's you can't take the good without processing the negative feelings is the point I'm trying to ask.
Here's what I have to offer you. I want you to shift the way that you're talking about how the scale creates a feeling.
Okay.
Because remember that the scale is just a piece of machinery that just sits there. It has no power to make you feel anything. We know that feelings are created by the thoughts we choose to think about the scale. Now, we have habitual thoughts about the scale, And when you get on the scale with an expectation, you're setting yourself up to feel disappointment if the scale doesn't show what you think it should show. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to offer you, don't have an expectation. Look at your data, know where your work is, and then be curious. Like, I wonder if this will match up to what I think the scale will say. Mm-hmm. And that way, you're curious about the number and you're going to be looking through your data if it doesn't say what you want to say. But again, like, I would just encourage you to do the MAST weigh-in exercise, even if you don't cover the number on the scale. So what I'm saying is figure out how you want to feel no matter what the scale says first. Like, if it's curious or confident or whatever, then find the thought that you want to think in order to feel that way. Like, I don't have to rely on this number to tell me I'm doing weight loss right for me, or I'm figuring this out. Practice that. Then when you get on the scale, just say it out loud. And that's what that number now means. You're programming your brain to follow your lead about what you want to feel when you see that number, instead of letting the number dictate some beat down. And kind of taking control. You're welcome. All right. We have Amanda with her hand up. I'm going to send you back down, Tammy. Amanda, you're next. Let's see. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What can I help you with?
Yeah, so this is very informative and I appreciate it. I guess I'm just feeling like I'm not sure where to start. I'm going to go with my instinct after you went through the data. So my habit tracker has a lot of, I track my urges. So that is really filled in and not in not having them, but like doing them, and also not following the plan. So I think my first course of action should be like not planning in this other unrealistic way, like a really doable plan. And yes. I just want to verify if you think that's the right direction. I get easily overwhelmed and I try to do too many things at once. And okay. So I just wanted some verification if you thought that was the right direction.
Okay. So we know overwhelm is a feeling that's created by how you're choosing to think about this. So I'm going to offer you, I want you to practice. I'm going to keep this simple and doable. That's a great thought for you to think. Okay.
And yeah. Because I want to do everything, you know, I want to do it all, you know?
Well, you know, you don't have to do it all in order to find answers of what you need. Right.
Right. So
what if simple and doable is all you need to get the answers that you're looking for? Okay. So practice that kind of thinking when you come to this. So if you are not following your plan, you're exactly right. Look at what you planned the week before and ask yourself, am I virtuously planning here? Do you have discovery worksheets that you filled out for when you ate off plan?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a member since 2019 and I'm pretty,
I lost your video there.
Yep. I'm pretty good about doing that. It's then taking the data, because I've collected a lot of data, and making a good positive change, like, you know, using my data to help me reach my goals, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So when you look at your discovery worksheets, why are you eating when you're not hungry or eating off plan?
Yeah. And I just went back to the 2.0 class, and the most recent one I was listening to was like maybe planning at night, so that my plan is not so idealistic. So, you know, planning at night is, night times tend to be where I have the most urges and I go off plan. Mm-hmm. And so I think Corinne's suggestion was plan at night where you're more realistic. And so I'm going to make that change this week, mm-hmm. but I'm also looking at my plan and looking at the days coming up and saying, okay, what's a really doable plan? If everything is gone wrong, will I mm-hmm. still eat this? So that's kind of the question I'm trying to practice as I look at my plans.
Okay. Here's my suggestion for you. Why don't you look at the foods that you ate off plan last week and just include them, or versions of them, on this week's plan. Just put them all on there.
Right.
Okay. Then you don't have this tension. It's like your brain's like, oh, wait, I'm allowed to eat all this stuff that I'm already eating. Okay. And then when you don't have that tension and that feeling of like restriction, when it comes time that you choose if you want to eat that food, you're hungry, then you can really focus on number one, enjoying the food. And you have the time and the space. You've created the space. There's no tension. You can really ask yourself, when have I had enough of this? Because I can always plan for it tomorrow. That's right. Like, you can't access that if you're like gobbling food that you feel like is forbidden. Right?
Yeah. 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 And it has helped me that I have limited, I try to work on the same thing for a month. And I have had success in staying in bed without getting up and eating. And that's been a game changer for me.
Good.
So now I feel like it's time to like really look at, you know, doable, what's doable to me, and look at my days. So I'm not making this, the day is crazy. I'm never going to be home. So why am I planning something that I'd eat at my house that I wouldn't eat on the run? You know, that's not realistic.
Right. I mean, I like your idea about starting to do a plan for the next day that night, but why don't you come back to it in the morning and just be like, is this really accurate for my day today and how I'm feeling this morning? So you give it like a second pass.
Yeah.
Here's another idea. On that 24-hour sheet, I want you to draw a stick figure of yourself.
Okay.
And I want you to put on the top PM Amanda or nighttime Amanda. I want you to plan for her.
Oh, okay.
Especially your dinner. Okay. Yep. Plan for her. Plan for the version of you that's tired.
Right.
Okay. Keep her in mind. Then you're like talking to your habit brain. You're letting your habit brain know, look, I'm taking care of you. I am planned for all of this great food for us to eat, and you don't have to worry.
Right. Yeah. Do you evaluate every week? Is that what you suggest? Like because today's Sunday, I'm doing my food prep. I'm making some list of good, better, best. And so is that kind of what you do, is every week kind of summarize?
Yeah. At a minimum, I look at my habit tracker. I see where the holes are. I see where the places are that I need to work on. And then in my evaluation or my deep dive data worksheet, I'm like, okay, this week, I really want to focus on these things that tripped me up last week. And then that becomes part of my strategy for the next week. So each week you do that, you like refine, doing small, easy changes that all add up to better results.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I really appreciate that. I will download your information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to send you back down. Okay. I think that's it, you guys. Thank you so, so much for coming and joining me on this deep dive data class. Can I talk about analyzing monthly data? Maybe we'll save that for another class. I just don't have time to talk about monthly. But I will say this. It's really just a version of your weekly analysis. So if you have weekly analysis, I would bring all of that, all four of them, and then look at those and catch trends on those, and then apply those to your monthly planning. Okay. Thank you so much. This is my first full call listening, and I love your approach to data. Thank you so much. You guys are always so warm and welcoming. I really, really appreciate it. And I will see you guys over on the Facebook page soon today. Bye.